100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Now, we're pure quality here on the Sunday Business Show, the only business show likely to quote Shakespeare on a Sunday morning. It was Polonius in Act 1 of Hamlet who said, "Neither a borrower nor a lender be, for loan oft loses both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry." But Startup Flender doesn't believe in all that old guff. They want you to be either a lender or a borrower. And Ollie Kavanagh, that's Ollie with an O-L-I, is co-founder of Flender. And Ollie is in studio with me. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, Conal. Thanks for having me.
Before you forget, you better tell me who your co-founder is, because people do leave here and they'll say, oh, God, I should have mentioned.
Yeah, who's your actually, co-founder? There's two. There's Chris Coig and Jeremy Davies Betancourt. And between us, we've got different backgrounds, technology and finance.
And what does Flender do?
Well, Flender is a peer-to-peer lending platform, so peer-to-peer or person-to-person site, which formalizes and makes it very, very easy for people to lend money at better rates than they would get from typical institutions or banks, and for people to borrow money more easily and faster than they would tend to as well.
So talk me through an example of somebody borrowing and or lending.
Yeah, well, okay, there's two sides to Flender, and you know, the F in Flender is the friend in lending, and I'll talk about why that is in a second. But there's two
now
sides.
I remember Shakespeare said, you might not be a friend any longer.
Yeah, but that's kind of the best thing you could have opened with, because that's, you know, part of the reason for our existence is that the size of that market, that lending among friends and family, we did some research, and it's over 3 billion euro per year. And no one's ever formalized it. And it's a notoriously unreliable market or an unreliable way of lending, and it's extremely awkward asking for your money back, and it breaks up families and relationships and friends. So while we were building this platform actually for businesses originally, we thought, well, we can actually formalize that informal friends and family lending market at the same time with a legal platform, which would make it actually much easier to borrow through Flender than actually going around and asking people for money.
So Conal O'Moran wants 20,000 euro, for example. What do I have to do?
Okay. The first thing you do is go to flender.ie, and you would sign up as a personal borrower.
No, say if it's from a business.
Yeah, okay. Then you sign up as a business borrower.
All right.
And the only difference really that makes is the amount that you can borrow and the level of, or the information that we would require from you in terms of credit checking.
So what are the caps on individual and or business?
For personal borrowing, it's up to 20,000 euro.
Oh, I got the right number.
And and for business borrowing, it's up to 100,000.
That's all right.
And the credit checking is different in both cases. But what's common is that there is a lot of credit checking done, and it is on in terms of, you know, proof of ID, proof of address, bank statements, personal bank statements, business bank statements, et cetera, et cetera. And we also have a partner that helps us with that. But what we have on top of this, which no other peer-to-peer lender has, is that we have a level of social scoring, because what we're encouraging people to do, in fact, what they have to do is to start off is they have to invite the first number of lenders themselves from their friends and family and social networks if they're an individual, or from their customer base or friends and family if they're a business. And they need to get the ball rolling by getting people who actually know them to participate in lending before we bring in our bigger lenders to bring them up. And that adds a scoring system that no one has, no other bank has, no other peer-to-peer lender has. It's unique to Flender.
Jeez, I'm sure I've heard of the banks lending to their pals in the past, but maybe that's not anymore.
Yeah.
Now, back to the 100,000 that I'm raising for the business. How much will that cost me?
Well, you said it was 20,000. Now you've jumped to 100. Well,
we're
happy to help you at both levels.
We go back to the 20 for the business.
Yeah. Okay. So the flexibility is very high, certainly with Flender, but in peer-to-peer lending in general, it tends to be more flexible than banks. So you will go in when you sign up now on flender.ie today. After the show, you will have a couple of sliders. One is how much you want. You'll slide it to the exact amount. The second slider is how much you're willing to pay per month. And then you will say over what period. Actually, it's the other way around. What period, then how much you pay for a month. And people tend to go for 24 or 36 months. That then sets a number of caps in place. So then when lenders come in, we are going to be taking a blended interest rate of what they come in at. So they can actually be at different interest rates.
Typically, how much?
Oh, it really ranges. You know, we see people lending at actually 4 or 5%, quite low, because quite often they've got a connection with the borrower, so they're not necessarily in it to kind of make a killing. But we see people offering to borrow at 12, 13% as well, which, you know, a different kind of lender is very, very interested in. So we've quite a high range, which is very unusual, even in peer-to-peer lending.
But at 13%? You are competing, say, a company or an organisation like Microfinance Ireland, which will be whip the ass off that kind of that rate.
Yeah, if you can't, there are people lending at different rates out there, and they have different criteria. In fact, we have a number of people who have come to us because Microfinance Ireland wouldn't lend to them, not because they're not creditworthy, but because of the kind of industry they're in. And I think Microfinance Ireland is a fantastic organization, but they have some criteria. For instance, one industry that's really successful right now in Ireland is craft beer, and there's a lot of craft breweries, and with fantastic loyal following, doing really, really well. A lot of institutions won't lend to them. Microfinance Ireland won't, because they're in the alcohol business. We absolutely will, because in fact for us, one of the best case studies, you know, since the beginning of time, is a Scottish company called BrewDog. Have you heard of them?
Oh, I saw them. They had some huge results out.
Absolutely amazing.
Or was it sold or something?
They sold 10% for 100 million there. Yeah. And so, valuation of a billion. But they started off with the crowd. They brought in their loyal customers, and they were the first people that gave them money.
We only have a minute left.
Okay.
And you need to see whether you can raise some finance.
So yes, well actually, we've kind of created a problem for ourselves. We soft launched 4 weeks ago in Ireland, which means we did it with no marketing, but we got the platform out to prove that it works. We've exceeded by a magnitude the demand.
That's great.
A million euro in demand for loans in the past 4 weeks. So we've kind of got two problems. One is that we want more lenders to come in and help fund those, but the other is we've proven that this works in small scale. We're launching in the UK in a couple of months' time, and we're raising funding for that launch.
So how much do you need, and what kind of lenders, or not lenders, how much investors, what kind of investors would you like?
Any investors. We've got some fantastic investors on board already, and we're looking for another million euro to have a proper launch in the UK.
Okay, and they will find you where?
Flender.ie or Oli@flender.ie, and that's O-L-I at F-L-E-N-D-E-R.
The team SBS are already texting in. Connell, did not know you were hard up. I will lend you a bob. That's from John Sweeney in Achill Island. So, John, you can also go to Flender. Flender is really worth checking out, and that is Oli Kavanagh. Thank you very much, Oli, for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. Please come back to us when you are about to or have launched into the UK, because we do like to see how companies progress.
Will do. Thanks,
Colin. On Team SBS. We're taking a break, after which we will be looking at tendering.
100 to 102, Today FM, the Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.